This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
That's been struck three. Dodgers have won it all in 2020.
Taz and Jim, looks like the Taz jinx is alive and well, Jim.
Yeah.
I jumped aboard the Tampa Bay Rays bandwagon for the World Series. And last night, the Los Angeles Dodgers took them down, winning the 2020 COVID World Series of Baseball. Although many people saying that it's, not Dodgers fans, but fans of every other team saying it's an illegitimate championship because of COVID.
Of course.
Wouldn't you say out of all the sports that have been played this year, all the championships that have been given out, baseball is probably the most legitimate?
Why do you say that?
Because baseball was played through the summertime.
Yeah, yeah. Right? So their schedule wasn't too crazy different.
When it usually is played, the World Series was played around the same time.
Yeah.
Sure, there weren't as many games. There wasn't the opportunity for some teams to start the season slow and make a charge later on. But out of all the sports, the one that was most true to a regular season, I think, would be baseball.
Yeah, definitely much less games, but there's too many games anyway.
How many World Series games did you watch?
I watched one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was keeping track, but I was trying. Maybe that's the problem. I didn't support my Tampa Bay Rays enough.
And by watched one, I mean it was on
it
at
was
the
on
bar.
In the
yeah.
Right. Here is the commissioner of Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred, presenting the trophy.
2020 is going to be remembered. It's a baseball season like no other. Our clubs, and especially our players, were presented with an array of unique challenges. The Los Angeles Dodgers met every one of those challenges bravely. This is truly a team of champions. Mark, it's my distinct pleasure to present to you the Commissioner's Trophy as a symbol of your 2020 World Series victory.
What are you laughing at?
All the booing.
Yeah.
And that's either the fans upset or that stadium sound effects guy is crushing it.
No, there were some fans in attendance. Yeah. It's the guy. He's got the hot key of the boos. Boo.
Diet Rays fan. Boo, boo. Yeah.
Commissioners are not popular, eh? They're getting booed all the time.
They almost have to be.
That was almost Gary Bettman level boos.
Yeah. I think people like Adam Silver, apparently, but like that's almost their job to be the scapegoat for everything.
So Rob Manfred, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, he was talking a little later in the evening, and people are speculating that maybe he was drunk. Let's listen to this audio and judge for ourselves.
Corey, you thrilled our fans throughout the postseason with a great performance. You led the Dodgers to a World Series victory, and it's my pleasure to recognize your great play with the Willie Mays Most Valuable Player Award presented by Chevrolet.
What the?
He sounded fine a couple minutes earlier when he was giving the trophy out.
No joke. It almost sounds like like a sign of a stroke.
Yeah, like he's slurring a bit.
Yeah, that's
slowed
crazy.
Down. As someone who has worked with microphones and headphones, what could be happening is when you've made announcement at hockey games and baseball games, you can kind of hear yourself coming back.
Yes.
On the speakers, and it can throw you off really easily if you're not used to it because you start listening to what you have just said.
You might be right.
You know what I mean, though?
Yeah, that
Jim?
Might be it. Yeah, it's like that second delay. You would never know unless you experienced it, but it completely throws you off.
Yeah, you hear yourself, what you said a split second beforehand, it starts getting very confusing. I find it hard to believe that he was able to get that hammered in the span of 7 minutes.
Yeah, because it doesn't even sound necessarily drunk. It's like he's just tripping over himself.
Corey, you thrilled our fans throughout the postseason with a great performance. You led the Dodgers to a World Series
the
victory.
The Dodgers. Congratulations to the Dodgers.
Who knows? Maybe he was boozing. Maybe he just got over the cusp at that moment.
We hope
right
it's
before.
Not a stroke. Let's
no,
put that
no,
out there.
Definitely
we hope
not.
We hope that his health is okay. We're fine if he had a little sip out of the flask.
Sure.
Because he's feeling the nerves, but we do not wish the commissioner of Major League Baseball any ill will. How about this? What a night. What a bittersweet night for Justin Turner, the Dodgers third baseman. He was removed in the eighth inning of the game because his COVID-19 test came back and it was positive.
What?
Yeah. The lab was reviewing the test results during the game, and as soon as they noticed the positive test, they alerted Major League Baseball. The Dodgers pulled him off. He was out of the game, but he did return after the trophy was won.
Hugging people or what?
No, he had a mask on, and he took some pictures with his mask on so he could be in the picture.
But he was positive.
He was positive, and he went back. I guess at this point, they figure, hey, we've won already. We got some time to get over it if we all catch COVID now.
Yeah, I'll go quarantine in Hawaii.
And L.A., I was all excited about Tampa having this possibility, but now it looks like L.A. could win three championships in the COVID-19 era. The Lakers won the NBA title earlier this month, mm-hmm. and now the Dodgers have the World Series.
And then now it's up to the Rams.
Go for it, guys. You can do it. No pressure. Congratulations again to the Dodgers.
You led the Dodgers to a World Series victory.
Sam Roberts Band, the song is called Ascension. The new album, All of Us, available now. Jim, you had a chance to talk to Sam Roberts over Zoom.
Yeah. Cool guy. Funny dude. Just seems like a genuinely nice guy. We started talking about a bunch of things.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Things was his face was on Hockey Night in Canada during the playoffs. And he was like, hey guys, we're all in this together. Thanks to all the hockey players, you know, entertaining us during these tough times. So I asked him what it's like to have his music on Hockey Night in Canada.
There's been a lot of Sam Roberts songs played on Hockey Night in Canada over the years. Do they tell you when that's going to happen? Are you just randomly watching and be like, hey, that's me?
That happened a couple of times this playoff run. I heard, you know, because I love the montage. I love getting psyched up for the game beforehand. Yeah. And so I love the sort of montage of the best hits and the goals and the whole thing. And all of a sudden I'll be like, wait a second. But it always takes, 10, 15 seconds for me to actually recognize one of our own songs. Cause you're sort of, it feels so out of context. And then, my son Ben is usually jumping up and down on the couch screaming that this is one of my songs. And then, he tells all his school friends. So yeah, it's still a great feeling. I think if you grew up watching Hockey Night in Canada, every Saturday night for your entire life, to have one of your songs feature on it, I could never possibly get tired of that.
I always thought that they would have told the artist beforehand, Jim.
Yeah, that maybe they'd get a royalty check or something like that, or at least say, hey, you got to, be watching and see it.
No, it's a complete surprise. That's cool.
We ended up talking about hockey more than I expected to. He's grew up in Quebec, so I was wondering, which team he cheered for.
Were you a Habs guy or a Nordiques guy growing up?
Definitely a Habs guy. The Nordiques, it was almost like an R-rated game when you were watching the Habs versus the Nordiques in the 1980s. My parents wouldn't let us watch most of the time because there were so many brawls between the teams that they just thought it was a level of violence that no young child should be witness to. So, no. I know it was you could never imagine seeing that in hockey these days, what we used to watch on an almost daily basis. But definitely there was no love lost between those two teams. So I was firmly a Habs fan.
Yeah, he's a Montreal guy. You can't live in Montreal and cheer for the Nordiques.
Sure, but how many people who live around Toronto cheer for the Habs? You know, it just kind of depends.
Yeah.
Sometimes, right?
You want to be different.
Yeah, that's right.
Jim talking to Sam Roberts over Zoom.
Also, everybody's been picking up new hobbies these days, like baking bread or painting or whatever during quarantine. So I asked him if he's got any new hobbies.
In your new song, Ascension, there's a line, "You're never too old to try," which I love, too. This is such great advice. Is there something new that you tried while you've kind of had maybe a little more time on your hands?
Yeah, I tried. I had a... I had a fledgling furniture restoration business called Robert's Restoration. It lasted for about a month. I didn't sell anything, but basically I went around our neighborhood and, you know, in the springtime, people just throw stuff away. So I was taking, and I have to be quite clear. I've never been somebody, you know, I've never been good at repairing things or fixing things. And next thing you know, I'm stripping chairs down and varnishing like clumpy varnish everywhere and bad paint jobs. And, but that kept me busy for about a month. And then I started another little fledgling business called Driveway Dogs, where I got my little hibachi barbecue out and grilled hot dogs and handed them out to whoever was coming by. Mainly it was just the neighborhood kids, you know, but, so I've tried a couple of different side projects here, but I kind of realized that music was the only thing that I'm capable of doing.
I guess with all the venues shut down, you can't have concerts. You got to find a way to stay busy as a musician.
Hot dogs and woodworking.
Driveway hot dogs. You've always wanted to do woodworking as a hobby, Jim.
Totally, totally. It's on the to-do list.
Build your own furniture.
Yeah, hopefully it goes a little smoother than Sam's effort.
You can go to Sam Roberts' website, order the vinyl, the LP version of the new album. It's called All of Us, and it's $24.99 for the vinyl. If you get the autographed version, $27.99. Does that not seem like a great deal? Sam Roberts' autograph's only worth $3 extra.
Totally worth it.
And I'm sure he'll even throw in a hot dog. All of Us, new from the Sam Roberts Band, available now. Digital, vinyl, CD, however you want to listen to it. And if you want to watch the entire interview that Jim had, the Zoom call with Sam Roberts, you can find it on our Facebook page. It's Taz and Jim, 7:51, Wednesday, October 28th, 2020, coming up to Halloween this weekend. And I think we got enough ghost stories to take us right through the rest of the week here, Jim.
Some decent ones. Love it.
Yeah, we'll continue with the ghost stories. Let's take one more call here. Mandy, go ahead. You're on with Taz and Jim.
My mom, she lives in Kitchener in an old school building that was converted into apartments.
Uh-huh.
And she took a, while they were redoing it, she went to the old part and took a voice recorder with her, had it in her pocket. Sorry, I was trying to breathe here. And she said she didn't hear anything, but when she went back to her apartment and played it over, she said she heard three loud bangs going, bang, bang, bang. Way to go, Joanne.
Who's, is your mom's name Joanne?
Yes. She still has the recording.
Send it to us.
Oh,
we need to
God,
hear
yes.
it.
Well, I'll ask her.
Yeah, well, you see, this is the problem. Everyone has these stories, but nobody has any evidence. So if Joanne is sitting on some hard ghost evidence, we need to hear it.
My uncle does as well. Mind you, I have the CD. I'll have to figure out how to play it. But he was also working on a building, an old building that they were renovating into a long-term care facility.
Yeah.
And he did the same thing. He actually wrote a book about it.
And, well, you come from a long line of ghost hunters, it sounds like.
He's not a man who's very afraid of anything, but he said he was scared pretty much to go to work every day.
Wow.
So he has a book out, and you can see, like, ghost figures, and he had a CD with it as well that has a bunch of ghosts talking and whatnot.
Send it in. We need to hear it.
Okay, I will try to send that in to you.
We have a CD player here at the radio station, so we can make it happen.
Okay.
How exciting is this, Jim? We may have some real live, well, not live, some real ghost talking on the air by the end of the week.
Yeah, and you could also just put it in the CD player, take a video of the CD playing, send us the video over email. It might be just as easy. Right? I want to get
audio
this for
recording.
Sure.
We need an audio recording of that.
Yeah. But yeah, whatever's easiest.
Way to go, Joanne. Take it easy, ghosts. You know, I'm just going for a little walk here. I didn't mean to trip over anything. Smooth move, Joanne.
Whoa! Just knock over a chalk brush, will ya?
We got to get the spooky music going. There we go. Dar is on the phone. Can you hear us, Dar?
Yeah.
You had a little run-in with the paranormal, did you?
Yes. I've been in my apartment for quite a few years, and I was lucky to get my apartment, and I ended up getting the apartment that my mom's best friend lived in.
Okay.
So my mom's been gone for like 15 years. And when my mom passed away, before she passed away, she... collapsed in the laundry room in her apartment. So every
is this the same building that your mom lived in?
No, not the same building. My mom's best friend.
Right.
So I move in here, and every time I go down the stairs to go to work, like early in the morning, I can hear the laundry machine click, like, you know, you're putting money into it.
Uh-huh.
And I'll go out the door and I'll walk past the window of the laundry room, and there's no one in the laundry room. It happens all the time, but I just get a chuckle out of it because I find dimes in the laundry room all the time. And you know what? I think it's just my mom saying, hey, I'm here. I'm watching over you.
It would be nice if she was doing your laundry still.
Yeah, it would be nice.
You come home from work and ghost mom's done all your chores?
Exactly.
Thank you for everyone who was sending us ghost stories this morning. We'll have some more ghost stories tomorrow. Even better, people, Jim, after we asked that woman to send in the audio recording she said her mother had of some actual ghosts, people have started sending their recordings of what they believe to be paranormal phenomenon. So we will have some ghost audio tomorrow on the show. Just give us some time to go through it, check it out here. And if you don't believe this, if this doesn't convince you, nothing will.
I can't wait to hear it, because if there was definitive proof, we've probably already heard it, because it'd be on the internet right now.
And you watch all those shows, like the ghost hunting shows, and they're always like, did you hear that? Let's play the tape back. And it's never anything that sounds clear enough to make you truly believe it's a ghost. So if we may be sitting on something, finally, that is the definitive evidence you've been looking for that the paranormal exists. Very exciting stuff. Exciting time to be alive. Hey, how's this for scary? Guys walking down the street, sidewalk in New York City, stops at a bus stop. He's just standing there waiting for the bus. The ground opens up and swallows him.
What?
Yeah, a sinkhole in New York.
Oh my God!
Swallowed a guy up. He was down underground, and it was not a fun experience for him. Here is his mother talking about what he endured while he was at the bottom of the sinkhole.
He's traumatized. He said he went straight down and he was just falling, but the debris was falling and hitting him in the head. So he's like, Mom, the rats down there were ridiculous. And he was like, they were so big, and he was scared to yell out because he thought that they were gonna go in his mouth. Oh. He's alive, thank God.
Oh, so many rats, he was afraid to open his mouth because he thought rats might crawl into his mouth.
I like how things just got progressively worse for this guy. Sinkhole swallows him.
Check.
He falls, you know, multiple feet into the ground.
15 feet
into the ground. Boulders and rubble start hitting him in the face. Rats come out. And then he can't scream because they're going to go in his mouth.
Yeah, he can't yell for help because he doesn't want a rat to burrow down his esophagus.
Oh my God, man. I wonder how many rats are underground in New York. There must be so many.
Yeah, well, I wonder how many rats are underground in Hamilton and London.
I saw one under my buddy's hot tub. So there's one.
Okay.
Just massive.
Did you tag and release so we can keep track of them?
No, I let it crawl in my mouth.
Isn't it crazy how big rats are?
Their tails.
Yeah, so gross. I can remember growing up, we had a ravine near our house, and there was like an underground little aqueduct you could walk through to get underneath the road. And then on the other side of it, there was like a giant sewer grate. And one time I was like, oh, is that a raccoon? No, it was a rat. It was a rat the size of a raccoon. And the tail, you're right, was so thick and disgusting looking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was always the mice in my house growing up. We lived in an old farmhouse. And I found a couple in my place when I moved in just recently.
Sure.
But I never saw a rat before until I saw it scurry under their hot tub. And how much time we were spending in that hot tub while this little rat is hanging out below, we never knew. It had a whole burrow in there.
You need to call your buddy's hot tub the sinkhole from now on. You just want to take a dip in the old sink, rat sinkhole?
Also, never open your mouth in a communal hot tub.
That is very good advice. Glad to hear this guy's doing okay, but I have a feeling he's going to look into getting his own car so he doesn't have to wait for the bus anymore.
That lawsuit should help.
We are doing ghost stories on the air this morning. If you've got a good one, you can call or text 1-833-829-6546. That's 1-833-TAZ-AND-JIM. Manny, our buddy in the Y108 studios, Hammer Manny, wants to get the ball rolling here. You say you've got a good ghost story for us, Manny.
Yeah, man, it was it's a pretty crazy one. I can't believe it happened to me, actually. But so I was on this dating app. It's called Hinge, and
Hinge.
I matched with this girl. Yeah, Hinge. It's if you want more of like a serious, like, kind of like not casual hooking up, more like a, you know, serious kind of thing.
Like, so you're looking for a relationship, not a one-night stand.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was on the app and matched with this girl. And we started talking, hit it off, and, you know, seemed like things were going well. So we went out for a date. And the date went really well.
Where'd you go? What'd you do?
We went to a coffee shop.
Okay.
And we just got coffee, and then we went and walked around, like, downtown Lakeshore area. And, you know, I thought it went really well. So, you know, after we went our separate ways, I texted her about a couple days later. And you won't believe it, but she hasn't texted me back.
Okay. Hold on a second, Manny. Wait. This is not a ghost story. This is a story about you getting ghosted.
Yeah, that's what you wanted, a ghosted story, didn't you?
No, a ghost story, like a spooky supernatural presence.
Okay. Oh.
You misunderstood. I didn't explain it as well as I should have. No, we're leading up to Halloween. We're looking for ghost stories.
Millennials.
I'm sorry to hear that you thought the date went so well and then she never got back to you.
Yeah, you know, well, I mean, that's the thing, right? You know, got ghosted and Halloween's right around the corner. And so it's just everything, just, it was so coincidental.
Uh-huh.
I can't believe that, you know, this happened like right around the corner from Halloween.
You even waited the cool guy 2-day buffer zone text.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many text messages do you send her before you give up and you just accept the fact that you've been ghosted, Manny?
I don't know, man. I sent her like a couple and she hasn't messaged me back. And I think it was the last time I sent her a text was Monday at around like 12-ish, like noonish, and she has not texted me back, and so I haven't really pushed to try and figure out what's going on, you know, because I'm like, all right, you know what, it's a ghosted situation. So
you know what you need now? You need to get back on that app, back on the dating app, and you got to find a ghosted buster.
Oh,
it's like a slump buster, but it's after you get ghosted, you got to get right back on the horse and try and go on a date with someone else. Okay, bud.
I got to be honest with you, man. My finger is really sore from swiping right so many times. I don't know if I can. I think I might need to take a break, Taz. I'm not sure.
Well, you should be working your fingers out if you're going to be out there in the dating world. Okay.
Ah. Okay. Okay.
I thought you were going to say your wrist is sore. It might be.
Nope.
After getting ghosted. Okay, that's Manny, right. Get out of here. How about this gas station in Hamilton, Jim?
Mm-hmm.
Not a good situation. An article from the Hamilton Spectator. A gas station drawing criticism after two of its tanks pumped out the wrong kind of fuel for nearly 24 hours last week. U-Plus Gas mistakenly filled a diesel pump with premium and a premium pump with diesel.
Yeesh.
So people are pulling up, and they think they're putting diesel in their vehicle. They're putting premium and vice versa.
That's brutal, especially if you have a diesel.
Especially, and you think, premium cars that take premium, usually pretty nice cars. Mm-hmm. And diesel, a lot of work vehicles are diesel. So you're trying to get around, do your job, all of a sudden your car stops working, or your truck stops working, because mm-hmm. you have the wrong kind of gas in there. Customers say that they kind of thought they were going crazy at first because they complain. They're like, are you sure you used the right pump? And they, I'm not an idiot.
Yeah, I love the one story that's of a firsthand experience in the Spectator. There was a wife who filled up the car and then got an argument with her husband. The husband was like, did you put diesel in there? She's like, no, I didn't. I'm not an idiot. He's like, yeah, right. So she drags him back to the very gas station, U-Plus, and shows him. They fill up a jerry can, and they find out, of course, that it's the wrong type of fuel. And so how vindicated must she have felt? Because there's no way that husband believed her.
No, not a chance. If my wife came home and she had put the wrong gas in the car, I hate to say it, but I would have been a little suspicious.
Did you go to the black pump or the yellow pump?
So I wonder what the gas station is on the hook for here, because people are talking about having to spend $500 plus to get their tanks emptied.
Yeah.
Refilled.
Go ahead. You're on with Taz and Jim.
Chiming in on that fuel situation.
Yeah.
That's going to end up being the carrier's fault.
You'd think.
Well...
And you'd think they've got some insurance going for something like that.
Yeah, like I used to haul fuel, and it's a very regulated industry. And I mean, when like you go into a gas station, you know, I used to have a binder full of site maps. You know,
right.
It tells you, oh, this is this tank, the size, the what the dip readings are supposed to be. As far as volumes and stuff like that. But
so it shouldn't be that easy to make a mistake like that, putting the diesel in the premium and the premium in the diesel.
No, as long as everything's set up properly, because I've been to places that the lids aren't color-coded, there's no tags on the tank covers, there's no site map, so I'm going in there blind, right? I have no idea. Well, you know, and I'm going by the guy in the store telling me, oh yeah, this is the diesel and this is the premium and this is what size the tank is and all this kind of stuff, and you're just going by faith, right?
Yeah.
I've been driving it for long enough that, you know, we're at the bottom of the list and we're the ones that get crapped on, right? By all rights, I mean, if all that's in place and it was correct, then it's going to fall on the transport company that brought the fuel in, right?
Hey, what's up? It's Taz and Jim.
Well, I used to be a mechanic at a Volkswagen dealer, and it was common to see diesel in a Jetta, right?
Yeah.
Because they just assumed, people would assume that it took gasoline. And if you put gasoline in a diesel engine, it causes a lot of damage, especially in the modern engines. If you put diesel in a gasoline car, you pretty well drain it out and fill it with gas, and away you go. But the repair bills for the other situation where you put gasoline in a diesel can be really, really expensive, like upwards of $10,000 of high pressure pumps. And
gotta bleed the lines.
But one thing I wanted people to know is when I worked there, we were successful in insurance claims for it's an accident. So, you know, there's probably a lot of people out there that are going to suffer through that situation trying to get paid for it. But, you know, call your insurance company. I'm not promising, but they often will help you out with that as it is an accident.
So you don't go through the gas station to try and get your money back. You go through your own insurance company.
Well, in that situation, you know, you could do either or, but we dealt with it a million times, and we were successful in putting it through as an insurance claim as an accident.
Dentists are warning you not to super glue vampire teeth in your mouth and post the video on TikTok.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, the vampire's super glue challenge is something that's happening online right now.
In
some capacity.
I swear these things are started by people who hate teenagers on TikTok. Make it up so that they'll do the dumbest things.
Here's a dentist explaining why this is a bad idea.
We understand definitely, you know, fangs are part of routine costumes, which is fine, but there are safe products commercially available over the counter that parents could use, such as denture adhesive. Denture adhesive is readily available in most retail pharmacies.
There you go.
That's a good tip for Halloween, actually.
Well, denture adhesive.
Never thought of that.
I had a friend who was a dentist. His dad was a dentist. He became a dentist eventually, but he always had the best costumes because his dad would make him like actual retainers with fake teeth on it.
So all his costumes were dental related somehow?
Well, you do the fangs or you do like a crazy, you know, hillbilly teeth or you do some, but the teeth looked real because he was a dentist and he made them look so good.
Yeah.
And the retainer would pop in your mouth so it would look like, it would look like the real teeth.
Be great to do a Freddie Mercury teeth set.
Oh, yeah. That's going to cost you extra, though. It's a lot of teeth. It's a lot of teeth. But there's another option. Instead of using super glue, you dum-dums.
What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah. The next thing you know, you're 45 years old and you still have Dracula teeth.
Thank you very much for checking out the Taz and Jim podcast. If you want to listen to us the old-fashioned way, live on the radio, you can do that on FM 96 in London or Y108 in Hamilton, weekday mornings from 5:30 until 9:30. Or subscribe, keep downloading the podcasts, and we'll keep talking.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.